1420 AM and W248 DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. The Secretary of Defense announces that the U.S. is sending new defense systems to the Middle East. It's in response to recent attacks on U.S. troops there. Lloyd Austin also says he has placed an additional number of forces on what's known as prepare to deploy. More on the war from Martina Kraus, who's in Tel Aviv.
A military spokesman says Israel is increasing airstrikes on Gaza as it prepares for the next stage of its war on Hamas.
It is our intention to dismantle Hamas from its military capabilities so that the security situation in Israel will be fundamentally different.
Israel says it does not plan to take long-term control over the small, densely populated Gaza Strip.
The conflict has protests erupting worldwide. CBS's Christian Benavides.
Overseas, the Middle East has erupted in protests. About 100,000 people marched through the streets of London. In Spain, protesters burned the Israeli flag.
Palestine will never die!
This in Sydney, Australia.
There's a lot of kids being killed who are completely innocent, who need aid, who need food, who need water, who need shelter.
Ukraine's air defense systems destroyed 6 Russia-launched attack drones and a cruise missile overnight, so says Ukraine. The BBC's Molly Perella.
The missile attack is reported to have come from Russian forces in the Belgorod region north of Kharkiv. The regional prosecutor said a warehouse of Ukraine's postal operator Novoposhta was hit twice. Kharkiv's governor said 7 people were in a serious condition in hospital, with doctors fighting to save their lives.
Samantha Wall, the president of a Detroit synagogue, found stabbed to death outside her home in Michigan. CBS News Detroit's Kelly Vaughn is at the scene.
Police found Wool's body, which had been stabbed multiple times. They say they then followed a trail of blood from her body to her home, which is where they believe the crime occurred. Samantha Wool was the board president of the Isaac Agree Synagogue. In a Facebook post, the synagogue wrote that they are shocked and saddened to learn of her unexpected death.
Police in Maryland are searching the area where a silver Mercedes SUV belonging to a man suspected of gunning down Judge Andrew Wilkinson was found Saturday. Washington County Sheriff Brian Albert says the suspect is still out there.
It's a pretty big area that we're looking at. You know, it's hundreds of acres in there that, you know, within a 10-minute walk, you can be at a lot of places down there, especially with the canal. There's a railroad track that runs through and then some other local roads.
The judge was found shot in his driveway Thursday night, just hours after he presided over the suspect's divorce case. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now. And AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. You may be aware that online crime is a huge threat, but did you know this problem could be a great career opportunity for you? Cybersecurity experts are in high demand and well paid. You can position yourself for this specialty in months, not years, at My Computer Career, even with no prior IT experience. Learn how you can train for this rewarding career at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill.
Don't be chicken. Hunt and peck your way over to wiscountry.com/chicken to vote on the new name for the WIRI logo. We've narrowed it down to 3 choices, and we need you to vote for your favorite. It's easy. Go to wiscountry.com/chicken, enter your name and email address, and put the names in order, starting with the one you like best. Voting closes October 26th. Then tune in to the Sunrise Show from 7 to 8 on Halloween to find out the winner. Help us name that chicken and keep listening to Wiscountry on 105.5 WIRI.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 34, overnight, under partly cloudy skies, north winds, around 5 miles per hour. Highs around 54, tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Lows around 39, tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered rain showers. Mid-50s, Monday, with a chance for scattered rain showers. Much warmer, Tuesday, with highs in the upper 60s, and storms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34. Always everything. You got your reasons that won't go away. And I got my reasons that I'll never change. And you know it's getting harder and harder each day.
With that talk in those TVs, all through my head they fly past me, with a line to the satellite, then back to the ground, and anywhere I roam I'm sure to be found. And it seems like sometimes it's just what I need, till it's blinding me. Don't you forget what you see, just chill everybody, take a look around. Someday you'll be found. Oh, someday we'll be found.
What about this girl? Lock it here in my room. What about the tides? What about the ocean? What about that wave so lovely? Could you feel it moving? Won't you move with me? Move with me all night. Won't you get on up? Shake the blue sweat off the gate. Come on out. Shake the blues away. All right. You got but just shake it, baby. Shake the blues away.
Maxine Cousins Civic Media, we are local music. That is, well, that's not brand new, Soul, Old Soul Society. The song we heard before that, Someday, is brand new. Terry, their new album is fantastic. Oh my gosh, you're not.
Yes,
on.
It's okay. I can yell just as loud to hit your microphone in there. It's so good. Yeah. I love Old Soul Society so much.
So their new album is actually being released in November. They just completed a GoFundMe where they raised over $8,000.
Isn't that incredible?
Congratulations.
And, you know, they've been busy because they also just put out a live album that they recorded at the Al Ringling Theater in Baraboo. Yep. It's great.
Yes. This new album is actually their first studio album. All their previous albums have been live, like the one at Ringling Brothers.
I like that. You know, when a band is so good live, you just kind of want that.
Yep. So their album, they're doing a mini album release tour around the state that kicks off on Friday, November 24th at the Appleton Beer Factory with Sam Ness. You can get more information on their Facebook page, Old Soul Society, or just reach out to Derek and say hi to. He likes that.
He loves that. He does, yeah.
Hope your Saturday evening is going well. Jimmy K, Rocker, Terry Barr, we're doing original local music until midnight tonight. We really want to hear from you and to see what are you doing tonight? What's your costume situation for Halloween?
You would think most people are getting it together this weekend for next week, right?
You would think the last, it's like Christmas. You wait till the last second.
And, too.
What am I doing for Halloween? you can call or text us in the Civic Media app. We got Magic Conch live in the lair tonight. Max and Kevy's coming up after 10 o'clock. Right now, it is time for Bar Notes with the one and only Terry Barr.
I like that music.
Black Market Brass.
Nice. Thank you for that. Okay, Bar Notes, in case you don't know, it's just a couple of notes about the music and bar scene across the state. We're going to start and end in Green Bay. So, starting in Green Bay right now, where the Packers will be playing the Chiefs on Sunday night, December 3rd. Why does this have to do with music? Well, always local bands play outside Lambeau Field before the game. So that's a good thing. But here's the other thing people are talking about up there. Where's Taylor Swift? Is she going to show up? Because, yes, Travis Kelce, of course, her boy of the moment, at least, is with the Chiefs. Here's the interesting thing. All the games so far, the Swifties, and many of them don't even know a lot about football, and they admit it, they're buying up the tickets like crazy. So right now, I decided to check the prices. The lowest ticket you can get, there's still some available, $180.
Holy
That's the
mackerel.
Lowest. You want to take a guess on the highest?
$375.
You pretty much nailed it. Yep. And this is a month and a half away, so you can imagine the prices.
Ooh, wow.
Ouch. Okay, so on to Oshkosh, where, you know, that huge music festival grounds along Highway 41, that has stood quiet since 2020. But just announced, someone swooped in. It's the Crossroads 41 Music Festival, and it's happening next August. 2 days, camping, big music, Brooks and Dunn, Journey. Now, this is not your typical either a rock fest or a country fest. This is going to be all genres, all over the place.
Wow.
And more big names like the Brooks and Dunn and Journey are going to be announced. But I love this. I support this because, once again, Wisconsin bands are going to be featured as part of this festival. They usually set up a separate stage, so while the main acts are getting off and on their stage, Wisconsin bands are the way to go. You can go and hear and see all of these bands. So I'm digging in for info on that. I'm in touch with the guy who's in charge, and as soon as we have the details, we'll share it, because we would love to see some of our favorite Wisconsin bands get in on this action. Okay, finally, featured venue. We started doing this a couple of weeks ago. This is kind of the bar note part. This takes us back to Green Bay, where the Lyric Room, it's on North Broadway near downtown, is number one. This is according to Yelp users.
We are number one.
Yes. It has an almost 5 out of 5 star rating. This is for everything from the atmosphere to the room to the music being booked there. It's considered a micro music venue with room for just 100 people. It's also run by two guys who are in area bands in the Green Bay area. They record all of the performances there for the band. And the Lyric Room did recently change its name to Stage One, but it doesn't matter. Everybody is still just digging it and loving it. So congrats to the Lyric Room, now Stage One, on having a great place for area music. And we always ask you, be sure to get out and support your favorite bands and bars who are hosting live music. There are your bar notes for this week.
Thank you, Terry Barr.
You got it.
Appreciate that. Coming up, we're going to talk about an event that's really cool. We'll have all the details for you in just a couple of minutes. Right now, Dr. Noise, Crazy Town on Max Inc. Radio.
Turtles drinking whiskey, robots serving pie, bowling balls smoking stogies, waving high to passersby. A singing telegram that sings all by itself, and a millionaire who likes to share all of his wealth. A banded cowboy cactus, a 16-legged cow, a skunk that just can't figure out, damn, what's that smell? A zebra-colored cheetah, rodents wearing socks, elephants riding on the backs of their own giant cocks. All this and more is here, so come and see. Welcome to a place you'll never frown. A twisted little place called Crazy Town, where our horse is the mayor of all of us, and he loves to come. Settling all their battles with some plastic swords. A platypus dressed like Rambo, a drunken ninja mule, every single fish in the world traveling in one giant skull. Place called Crazy Town, where a horse is the mayor of all of us.
trapped inside my mind. I keep my head above the water till I see the light. Your life is incomplete and nobody understands all the help that you seek. Mental health in dire need, just want to be set free. Father takes it to psychiatrists to treat anxiety, cause a panic attacks would debilitate me. Facilitating all the enemy schemes, waking up from my dreams. Wait, this is reality, would fear eternity. Suicide couldn't even provide an escape. Yeah, I'm alive but I hate all these lies that are made. Feel my life is at stake, in the spirit of jealousy and envy enveloped me. Societal, psychological pressures developed me. Just give him some pack so it will put him at ease. And the script is so tragic, don't it'll help him to sleep. It just turns him to a zombie and robs him from all his hobbies. Now a cloud without a body, relationships turning rocky. This is not me. I feel my eyes are closing, trapped inside my mind.
Was appeasing all the heathens, meant to leap her through the ringer, in and out of every season. Up to my knees and being conceited, over my head in faithless treason. To the king and all his kingdom, quench your Holy Spirit speaking. Sabotage my very meaning and purpose by not believing. We get the best from when we seeking. My love must be increasing and us must be decreasing. Renegade, this have me seething. I just want to live for me and this have me barely breathing. Drowning, I was deceived in. Blind to see, I need him in the dark for most of my life. But the choice was mostly mine. I can finally see the light and I thank the most divine for opening my eyes and restoring hope to mine. Life is finally bright, now I'm showing you the right type of life you need to live. We were made to serve and give. Repent of all our sins so we can finally live in him. That's how you win.
I feel my eyes are closing, trapped inside my mind. I keep my head above the water till I see the
direction and still be climbing the wrong ladder. That explain why I'm always feeling alone after. It's God written, but I'm still stuck in the old chapters. Cause I see the light, but for some reason I keep going backwards. I can't expect to be gifted with all the wrong intentions. Just cause I got deliverance don't mean that I won't be tempted. How can I defeat serpents if I ain't got no vision? I can't procrastinate the purpose if I know the mission. Even when I fall in deception, I seek his face. And even when ignoring correction, I see the grace. And even when I run out of breath, I'm still on pace. Cause even when I'm losing my step, I'm still in the race. I don't always be in my best when I fight the sin, but all I do is get out my flesh and I got the win. Every time I'm in obedience, the sight is on 10. Now I see the light again, cause I got the light within. I'm forgiven.
I feel my eyes are closing, trapped inside my mind.
On Civic Media, we are local music. That is R.I.P. and the song is called "See the Light." And Terry Barr, you brought this song to the table for us and said you must play this song.
Oh my gosh,
tonight.
Josh Rip, and he does go by the name Rip as his artist name. He's just blowing up on the scene, especially when it comes to his videos. His video just came out a couple of days ago, so this would be his world premiere of the music on the radio, I would say. But this song in particular is focused on him as a child growing up in a really tough situation. So he focused this to come up around World Mental Health Day. And he talks about in the song his own mental health problems, his drug problems, other struggles. And he just really hopes that other people will watch it and listen and feel like they can be part of the communication around it. If you look at his YouTube page, again, it's RIP, R-I-P. People are having discussions in the comments, and it's really, really cool to see. And what you'll also see, he built or rebuilt, I should say, his childhood bedroom where he said he sat and he just, you know, it's where he tried to get by in life as a kid. Mm. And in the video, they used this bedroom they rebuilt and the water is coming up and he's slowly drowning. And that's why it has everything to do with the water and how you want to see the light and how you can get through it. And I'm so glad we could play this. I want to give him a big, you know, round of applause because this is serious stuff.
It really is.
Mm-hmm. And he's talking about it.
And you told the story so well. And that's some powerful
stuff. I admire
stuff
what he's doing, and his videos are what really hit. So check him out. RIP. Go to YouTube and then look for his See the Light video just out there. So glad we could share his tune, I should say.
Thank you for letting us play it, Terry. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
GK Rocker, Terry Barr on a Saturday night. Let's say, so somehow something happened with our calendar. We don't know. But we have a...
Hey, the more the merrier, I say.
I think so, too. Yeah. So it's going to be an interesting hour. Terry, introduce us to our next guest.
Well, I think what I'm going to do is let them each introduce themselves because I haven't had a chance to really chat with them. So, ladies, who are you and why are you here? I love this.
Thanks for having us. Sorry again about the schedule mix-up, but you know
even,
what?
Don't even
Live
go
radio,
there. Yeah.
We're doing it. My name is Sigra.
And I'm Jesse.
And we are here to chat with you guys about our upcoming event, the first of the series, we hope, called InStar. I am a local musician and also a silversmith, and Jesse is also an artist.
Silversmith.
Silversmith, correct.
Jewelry?
Jewelry, yes.
Oh,
okay.
Cool. Yes. Yeah.
And Jesse makes awesome jewelry, too.
Oh, you guys.
And we thought that there was definitely a niche that we could fill in the Madison area where we could combine makers markets and music fests. And
oh,
that
are you
is what this
me?
Event is.
Nice. And the list that you have, I mean, we already have had Candace Griffin on the show, mm-hmm. Luke McGovern. We love those guys.
Fantastic.
You've got some other great ones. You want to kind of give us a list of what you're looking forward to?
Yes. So the bands we have are Dad Bods, Line, Mobs, Bear in the Forest, Candace Griffin, Luke McGovern, and Muscle Memory. We're going to kick the day off with some more acoustic people. So if you're familiar with Luke McGovern and Candace, like their sets will be earlier in the day. And then the Makers Market, that will be during the Makers Market portion, so people can listen to music and shop. And then at 6 p.m., the makers are going to clear out, and we're going to bring on full bands. So we're going to have Mobs, Line, and Dad Bods.
You guys, this is really cool.
Tell me about Dad Bod.
Dad Bod. I was trying to skip that, but it is funny. I like
sorry,
it.
Terry.
never skip Dad Bods. A good friend of mine, Sean Horvath, who is actually the former station manager of WSUM, he has a two-piece band called Dad
Bods. I thought you were going to say he has a Dad Bod.
but it's it's just a duo. They're like hard punk rocker guys. It's a lot of fun. It's just drums and bass, and they just kind of do almost like improvisational punk music. It's
I like
so
that
much
already.
Fun. Yeah.
Why are you wanting to do this? I mean, it sounds like you're already busy with your own lives and your own things that you're doing as artists, but why then step out and try to do something like this as well?
Jesse, do you want to talk about that?
So I think initially
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Move it on over.
There we go. We're moving on over. I think initially we kind of came together after thinking separately about doing a market. So it was kind of funny because we're like toying with the idea, and then all of a sudden we're looking at each other like, I made the Instagram for it, you know, like I made the email for it. And so I think Sigra initially wanted to work more with bands, and I initially wanted to work more with makers. And so we kind of named it InStar because an InStar is every stage in the growth of an insect. And we want to provide a chance for both local musicians and makers to grow as well throughout our series.
And we both love bugs.
And we both love bugs.
Oh, so, what's not to love about bugs?
We have bugs.
What's your favorite bug?
I'm very partial to both the American and the Madagascar hissing cockroaches.
I just like spiders.
Oh, wow. How about that?
The European cross is my favorite.
I like grasshoppers.
This sounds like a great event. If you wouldn't mind, just give us one more blast about the details, when, where, and how people can get more information.
Absolutely. So it's all going down 11-11. That's November 11th at the Rigby. It's going to be from 1 p.m. to 10 p.m. with a special sensory-friendly shopping hour from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. for those folks who have some sensory processing issues and would like just more of a calm space to shop in. Tickets are only going to be available day of at the door. They're going to be $5 before 6 p.m., $10 after 6 p.m. You can find more information on Instagram at InStar Experience, or we do have a Facebook event as well, and that's just InStar One.
Okay, we'll share that too.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks so much.
Oh my gosh, this sounds so fun.
And when the second one comes around, please come back.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we want to hear more, and we want to support you in keeping this moving ahead.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you. We got Magic Conch coming up soon. Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store. Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison. And online at theupsstore.com.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
It's a crazy evening here at Civic Media. I tell you what, there, Air. Well, you just never know what to expect sometimes on Saturday night.
Jimmy, I love it. Everybody wants to come hang.
Saturday night, we got Magic Conch coming up live in the Lair. Lair is, of course, sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate in Dade County and beyond. Aaron Weber himself is right here. What's up, brother?
To swing by tonight. I'm not quite sure why, you know, it was on the schedule. I just thought I'd show up and see what I can go.
No way!
So I just wanted to throw a wrench into your night because usually you have everything so well planned, thought out, organized.
You cannot throw a wrench at us.
No. Yeah, you should
those
see the
wrenches
bottle of
bounce right off.
Oh. I'm not a good throw, though, but if I've seen the movie Dodgeball. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Is that whiskey gone now? Or
No, there's plenty, Jimmy.
Oh, all right.
We got something to get going on here in a minute. So,
thank you to the owner of the whiskey, Aaron Weber Group. What's new with you guys?
Yeah, what's happening?
Selling a lot of houses. I know that.
Well, a lot of houses are moving. Things are still moving right now. It's
Wait. The interest rate is ridiculous.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's still working.
Yeah.
Okay. Because people want a house.
People got to move.
Yeah. True.
What's the?
I mean, you can't live with your parents forever. They will let you, they will let you move out.
Yes.
They will push you out.
Yeah.
So then just call.
Yeah. Okay.
And then we'll figure it out.
That's a good way to look at it. Like when they're looking at their watch, like, get the heck out of
here. Yeah, you're 37. You're still in the basement.
Ooh. Yeah.
You're not talking from experience.
No. No, my parents gave me a suitcase at 18 and said, there's the door. Just continue moving.
Yep.
And I did.
Enjoy yourself.
It's the best thing that could ever happen. Yeah. It really is.
I mean, I had a nice basement, though. It had a stone foundation, leaked water, you know, no windows. It was fine. It looked like a dungeon. So,
you know, Terry brings up a good point about those interest rates. I mean, they're like 8% now, starting at 8%.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. And, you know, people are going to be saying, I don't know, Aaron, that's a lot of money. What are you telling them? What's the advantage of buying right now?
Well, 8% is high. We're extremely high. We're higher than it's been in 16, 20 years,
isn't
something of that.
Something?
Something crazy like that. But if you're renting, your interest rate's 100%.
Yeah.
You're just throwing it away.
Oh, that is such truth a right good there. Point.
So if you look at it in that sense, mm-hmm. it's not great. But if you look at the other sense, interest rates are high. What's going to happen when interest rates start going back down?
Mm-hmm. Refi.
More buyers are coming in the market.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to have to pay more for that same house.
And what about the housing prices? Are they staying? I mean, they've gone up too. So is it staying steady?
It's staying steady.
Okay.
Yeah. And this time of year, there's less homes in the market, but less buyers.
Yep.
With a higher interest rate, you can get a deal. You can find it out there. Come spring, if interest rates go down a half point or a point, think of how many more buyers are going to be trying to buy that same house.
And
of course, now is the time to get out there.
And of course, having one of the best realtors around is on your team to make that happen is valuable. And that's Aaron Weber and the Aaron Weber Group.
Yeah.
Dude, your team is great, man. I follow you all on social media every time someone sells a house. I can see the excitement, man. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, your social media is awesome, actually.
We do have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah. You know,
and we have some witty commercials. So, I mean, we're trying to have fun with this because that's all you can do in this market.
Yeah.
So.
Bob, talk about Madison's condo market, because that's very interesting, because, you know, if you don't have a lot of money for a big house or something like that, but there's a lot of condos in this area.
There's tons of condos downtown. You just got to be careful what you're looking at. Know what the rules, regulations are, but we'll walk you through all of that. But it's a great way to get into stuff where you don't have to maintain it. So if you don't have to do lawn care, you're not shoveling sidewalks. So you don't have to worry about it. All you do is open your door and go inside.
Yeah, I've been Mrs. K. That's by a condo.
Yeah,
no shoveling, no yard work,
pool.
She's saying no.
Exercise club.
Yeah, no kidding.
What would you do with all the dogs?
I won't tell the condo association about that.
You're getting here.
Yeah, they usually have an entertainment room. You could take that over with all the dogs.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Weber Group, movetomadison.com. Movetomadison.com. You don't like phone numbers. I'm not even asking.
No. I don't even know my phone number.
Yeah.
Kind of like a fax machine.
That's great. You guys are awesome.
We still have that, but definitely thanks for getting us in tonight. Just our random bop in here.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for
were
your
you
support.
Just in the neighborhood?
I just figured I'd come down.
That's so great.
It's so much easier this way.
He wanted whiskey. He knew where to come.
Yep.
I had whiskey in my car. Mm-hmm. I knew Rocker was thirsty. It was Saturday night. It's about 8 o'clock. So we're about a quarter of the way through the show.
Yep. It all worked out. Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
You're
have a great
awesome.
Evening.
Let's do some Butterbrick Now Jam again on Max Inc. Radio.
Get me from forward and apart. Yeah, I'm Down on bended knee, it's a mystery forbidden, far beyond what the eye can see. Some say the world's been beaten, caving into injuries, but I've heard the answers hidden behind the lines of history. I have come just to fly away, and I won't wait. I won't wait for, I won't wait for the end of days. I won't wait, I won't wait for, I won't wait for the end of days. Some say the truth's been buried, that is deep under the sea. But I know the answer lies between the truth and what will set you free.
I won't wait for the end of time. This is Mike.
And this is Wendy.
From
Sunspots. And you're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Radio for the people.
I'll spend the night in the killer's bed. Gonna spend some time in her head. Well, I'm here to talk to the dead, and I'll spend the night. I'll spend the night in the murder scene, hoping some rubs off on me. Well, I don't get queasy, and I'll spend the night. Is it the fear I want to face? Is it the memory of the chase? Is it the blood I want to taste? I just don't know. Is it a lust for the profane? Or a dream of the insane? Well, we just can't explain, and we'll spend the night. The night on the battlefield where the wounds never healed. We'll see what the wounds reveal when I spend the night. I'll spend the night with the gallows pole in my hand, Charon's oboe. I'll sleep in a 6-foot hole, and I'll spend the night. Is it the fear I want to face? Is it the memory of the chase? Is it the blood I want to taste? I just don't know. Is it a lust for the profane? Or a dream of the insane? Well, we just can't explain, and we'll spend the night. Oh, we just can't explain, and we'll spend the night. No, we just can't explain. So we'll spend the night.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Sunspot, Spend the Night. That's their latest single. Great video. And also a great Halloween show or a song. Wouldn't you say, Terry?
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, check this out. So the Badgers came from behind today and beat the Fighting Illini 25-21.
And the look on your face was amazing.
I was shocked.
I know you were.
I didn't get to watch the game at all.
Yep.
They were down big at half. and they came back in the fourth quarter and won the game. Good job, Badgers.
Oh, my gosh. And, of course, to win at Illinois against a former coach, Brett Bielema.
Right.
Very exciting. Volleyball. Badgers volleyball team undefeated. Playing number two, also undefeated, Nebraska. And I'm checking it out because obviously we are here, so we can't watch. But the first set went to Nebraska, 25-22. But the Badgers have come back strong. They've won the second set, rather, and the third set. So they're into set four right now. And basically, volleyball, you got to win three sets to take the match.
They're going to win a national championship this year, mm-hmm, for sure. Mm-hmm. Without a doubt.
Mm-hmm. This team is, like, strong. It's just incredible. And the volleyball matches here, they're sold out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're out. We're having a break out here, having, mm-hmm, having a little whiskey. And oh, Terry was all excited. Hey, there's a new Rolling Stones album coming out.
Yeah, it's out. It came out on Friday, yesterday.
New Stones. That blows me away.
The first in 20 years.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible? And if you get a peek of any of their shows, they've done some private small shows in New York City during, mm-hmm, the last week. One included Lady Gaga because she sings on a couple of songs on the album. Paul McCartney is on the album with them.
Wow.
I mean, can you imagine a Beatle with the Rolling Stones? That just kind of blows my mind.
So how many albums are they? Is this like 26, 27?
It's got to be. I don't know.
Is it 30s?
It's got to be. And these guys are all in their 80s now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing.
And Mick can still move like, you know, what is the song? Moves like Jagger.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's still got it. His voice, strong as ever. I just think Keith Richards is hilarious.
So are they going to do so small shows?
They were doing these just before the release of the album.
Do you think they'll play the Devil's Lair? Or come in here and play the Lair?
Ah, that'd be wild. Ah!
I mean, it's a big ask. I don't know.
I know. We could put it out there. Put it out to the universe and let's hope it happens. Kind of like Taylor Swift. We asked for her earlier, too.
You know, the best thing about the Taylor Swift is seeing the meltdown by people on social media about it. That's the part I enjoy the most about it. You know, good for her. Yep. Good for him.
Did you know he actually just moved? He was in a regular small house. We're talking about Travis Kelce, who plays for the Chiefs, Taylor Swift's boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Small house that you could drive by, drive up to, no big deal. And it's similar. Many of the Green Bay Packers players also live like in a regular neighborhood.
Right. They're part of the community there.
Oh, totally.
Yep.
Well, now with Taylor Swift, he bought a new house that is in a gated community because he said, I can't keep even just Chiefs fans away, let alone the paparazzi.
The mm-hmm. And the paparazzi, right. Crazy. Hey, Magic Conch, they're live in the Lair. We're going to track through their album. And right now is the Steepwater Band. Trouble Can't Last Forever is Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Ain't enough to make me cry. brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people. Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Jerry Barr.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids. 1320 AM and W248 DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your home.